USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Nicholas is barreling towards the Gulf Coast in southeastern coastal Texas. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George says information is the best tool residents can use to stay safe.
Stay informed is the most important thing because this storm is developing and every step of the way it can change its direction, its intensity and things of that nature. Stay monitored.
The National Hurricane Center expects the storm to make landfall along the Middle Texas coast later today. President Biden set to promote his administration's use of the Defense Production Act to aid in wildfire preparedness during a western swing in which he'll survey wildfire damage in Idaho and California. Biden set to visit Boise, Idaho, and then travel to Sacramento, California. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
A missile test by a country over the weekend has the Biden administration taking note. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend, their state media said on Monday. The missiles flew about 1,500 clicks, that's about 930 miles, before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. It should be noted, North Korea also conducted a cruise missile test just hours before President Biden took office in late January.
There are nearly 24 injuries being reported following an incident at the Seminole Classic Casino Hollywood. According to the Hollywood Fire and Rescue officials, a compressor tank exploded while a fire suppression unit was being installed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The push to encourage people to get vaccinated continues.
The Centers for Disease Control say about 62% of Americans aged 12 and up are fully vaccinated, leaving nearly 74 million eligible Americans remaining unvaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that while he understands that some people have concerns about the shots, the data shows that they're safe.
The COVID vaccination, it's not something that came on overnight. This is 10, 20 years of research that went into a really super technology. It's very effective. I've gotten one. Everyone in my family has gotten fully vaccinated. This is a great discovery. No corners were cut. We've had hundreds of millions of people vaccinated, and serious side effects are extraordinarily rare. There is no evidence of any long-term negative consequences. But I understand that people have concerns, they have questions, they're tired of COVID. And yes, many people who get COVID aren't seriously ill, but far too many have died.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A man from California is in police custody after authorities found a bayonet and machete in his truck. Donald Craighead was arrested overnight after the discovery was made near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington, D.C. U.S. Capitol Police reporting there was a swastika on the truck in addition to what officials call other white supremacist symbols. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.